Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first episode of the Time to Grind podcast, hosted by me, Tristan Chiapetta. I feel very nervous right now, but also I'm excited. I'm excited for this new venture. I'm excited to put myself out there on a new platform. This podcast has really been in the works for a while, but I've kept putting it off. And sorry if I sound a bit off. I have a bit of nasal congestion and I thought it would go away, but you know what? It hasn't gone away yet. So I'm just gonna do it no matter the circumstance. I have not scripted anything, so I'm literally speaking out of thin air. Hopefully when I edit this, it will sound more concise after. But if you didn't know, I had a podcast a few years ago, I think 4 or 5 years ago, when I was around 9 or 10 years old. But it never ended up going anywhere. I feel like at that age, I was very young. I was immature. I mean, I'm still kind of immature now. I'm only 14. But being 9 years old, I was really kind of all over the place. I was just trying to find something new, figure it out. But I'm at a place now that if I were to record a podcast in 10 years, I know I'm not going to look back and cringe because I have a sense of direction. I'm going to give a little introduction into who I am, my story. If you don't know me, hi, my name is Tristan Chiapetta. I'm 14 years old, born and raised in Toronto, Canada. I go to a performing arts high school and I am in grade 9. I'm a dramatic arts major. I also do social media. I've been posting videos on YouTube and on the internet since I was 7 years old. I also do TikTok, Instagram. All my social medias will be linked in the show notes of the episode. But social media has been such a huge part of my life from such a young age. I feel like being online that early, some people may say it's a negative thing, but I'm honestly blessed that I was online from such a young age because I was able to just have fun and figure myself out. I feel like social media has always been such a big outlet for me, but I've always loved posting myself. I've always loved creating content and getting the chance to explore who I am with that really shaped me into who I am. I got Instagram when I was like 9 years old, I remember, and my first account was an art account. I would post drawings. I also was a film actor too. I was acting for about 4 years. I stopped last summer because I left my agency for other reasons, but school has really just been keeping me so busy and on the ball that I keep saying I want to get back into acting. I want to reach out to a new agency, but I haven't done it. And I feel like a big thing for me is that I had to learn is you can't always wait for the right time. You just gotta start. Because I always feel like with this podcast, I was waiting for the right moment. And you know what? I'm sitting down, I'm recording it. And I feel like that's the same thing with acting. If I want to get back into something that I really loved, I just gotta take action and see where it leads. You can't, not everything can be perfect. And that is really something that I had to learn. But I want to talk about kind of what being on social media from such a young age has done for me. I'm so thankful that I have a good relationship with my parents and trust that they know that I wasn't on there doing bad things. Literally, I was 7 watching Shopkins videos. Then it was like lifestyle YouTubers. I mean, I still watch lifestyle YouTubers. And now I'm at a place where like I create my own content too. And I think that's such a cool thing to be able to say that I've just grown up with the love of digital content creation. I think this is really something I want to pursue even after high school. I also feel like growing up online, people were very judgmental. I went to a Catholic school for 4 years of my life, from 6 years old to 10 years old. And going there, I had a lot of people bully me. A lot of people call me names because I did YouTube. They thought it was weird because I was also very much a creative person. I acted, I danced, I also played the piano. I know an instrument. And people really were mean and hurtful to the fact that I was such an artistic person. And I got called a lot of names. I don't want to really get into that on here because sadly, they're not the most appropriate. They're very rude and hurtful. And that was something that I had to go through from as young as like 6 or 7 years old. And I remember being so confused and not understanding why people were saying this stuff, what it even meant. I just remember knowing that the stuff they were saying were mean, and I would cry myself to sleep. I was really distraught, but I had to learn to deal with such negative energy from such a young age, and I think that really shaped me into who I was. But also, I think it confused me a lot. Having people tell you your identity or what you are as a being from such a young age and not even having a grasp on love or who you like or crushes and all that was such a confusing and traumatizing experience. But I do feel like it's made me stronger. It's made me more resilient. When I am communicating with people now, I don't back down. I don't let people walk all over me like I did once before. And I'm a fighter now. And not like aggressive, but I mean, what I mean is I speak my mind. I speak my truth. I don't let people hold me back. I stay true to who I am. I stand on my values, my morals, and my ethics. And that is something nobody can ever take away. Because when you are true to yourself, that is one of the most liberating things for a human being because you don't feel scared. You have nothing to hide. You are you, and that is good enough. Being who you are, staying true to you. And that is something that I really had to learn, especially throughout middle school too. I spent my middle school years through COVID-19. Doing online school was such a whole new realm for me. I felt that my seventh grade year was honestly such a happy time for me. I felt really at peace, productive. I remember I'd get up at like 5 a.m., 6 a.m., go for walks, go by the lake, go to a coffee shop, then come back, do school, go out again. I felt really on top of the ball. I felt productive. But fast forward now to starting high school, I feel like my life has like changed a lot and I evolved, but I'm really having to step back and assess who am I and what am I becoming and do I like the person I'm becoming? I feel like I'm at such a chaotic place in my life. But what I learned is that it's okay to not have it figured out. Not knowing what you want to be or what you want to do, that is okay. You can do two or three passion projects at once and see what ends up sticking 4 years down the line. You don't have to have it all figured out. And I feel like a big part of my life, I spent the time stressing on having things in order, having things put together and in place, and I was just so young, and I'm only 14 now, and that still is so young. I had no idea what I was doing or what I wanted to be, and I was putting so much pressure on myself to think I knew what I wanted when I really didn't, and I still don't know. But it's okay. It's okay to not be okay. It's okay to not have it figured out. Those are one of the two biggest lessons I can give you, or even give to my younger self. And it is that. I wanna take a few steps back to my elementary school years and really talk about how that was for me. I remember just feeling so lost and confused as a kid. And I had so many people against me and trying to bring me down. And I was really confused why I wasn't like other people, why I didn't like the same thing as other boys, or why I was in a certain way. And that really took a toll on my self-esteem. But I feel like I never showed it. A lot of my emotions I always kept hidden, and I found I would bottle up everything. And I'm just now taking a moment to realize why was I doing that? I feel like I even still do that now. I've really portrayed such a positive and productive and put together image where like everything is okay. I know what I want, but honestly, sometimes you don't. Sometimes you're a mess and you can't always be okay. Not everything is gonna be all right. And that is really something I had to come to terms with. And it was so, so hard. I'm trying and I'm committed to the process and I'm gonna keep going. And nothing is gonna bring me down. I remember when I started middle school too, things started getting a bit more real. I just remember like people having crushes, people having their first kiss. A lot of connections were being made. I feel like things started getting a bit more real for me and people really started getting on me. I felt very alone. I felt sad, embarrassed. I really, truly felt confused and I wanted to crawl into a hole. I did not have the space to flourish, or I didn't have the mental capacity to ask for help, to be better, to grow, and to come into my own. I was really forced to figure it all out on myself, which that has made me so much stronger in the end. Being bullied from a young age was super, super difficult. Growing up, I felt confused because I feel like everybody was following a certain norm, was a certain way. And I always felt like the odd one out in my crowd. I feel like I developed a lot of inner hatred and resentment to my being, but I was always known as such a happy, positive person. I felt that I could never open up or be real. And I just had to pretend everything was okay. I would hide my emotions from my parents, my friends, my teachers. And I just think back how much that must have hurt being like 9 years old and having all these thoughts, feelings, and emotions bottled up in your head and you don't even know how to express it. You're terrified to let it out. It truly was tough. I was bullied my whole primary school years, but where has that brought me to now? What type of person am I now? I'm stronger. I'm more resilient. I feel like I don't want to live with regrets. Well, the jabs that people take at me don't affect me. And I think that shows us, I think that is a sign of growth. That is a sign that you don't take any bullshit from people anymore. People can try and bring me down, take a jab, get me angry, send me off, but it really doesn't work. And something that I do now is just, I'm just truthful, I'm honest. If something bothers me, I say how I feel and I move along. I realize that you can't harp on it. You can't give people the satisfaction of seeing you upset because when people know how you're feeling, you become weak, you become vulnerable to them, and they instantly have control over you. If people know your emotions, know what you're thinking, you become vulnerable, and they have the power to get to you, ruin you. I'm at a place now where I'm content with the person I'm becoming, and I don't let any negative energy take over me. Throughout all of that, I'm at a place now where I'm just staying in my own lane. I'm focusing on me. I think I'm gonna wrap this up. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for being here, listening to my story. I hope you learned something new or got an insight to who I am as an individual and what I've been through. As always, I love you all to the moon and back. I hope you have a great day, a great week, and a great life. And just remember, the time may be maxed, but the grind is always on. It's your time to grind. Goodbye, everyone.